But that's what we do.
They had better eyes in those days, I guess.
Well, I think mine turned out pretty well. I started telling you about the cooking. We had, our stove was a wood stove, burnt wood, but it was built, and the top had, we called them eyes. It'd be a loose place, you know, and a little, I don't know what towards, a little thing come with them to lift them with, you know, a little place that lifts them up. And we had old black pots with round bottoms, you know, and they had little legs on them too. You could set them up, but we'd set them, if you wanted something to cook right fast, you'd take up on the lid and set that pot down on that, you know, let it cook.
Nice.
And then over on this side of it, there was a rack, and then the bottom was how you bake. And if you wanted stuff to brown right good, you'd put it on that little rack.
I see. How would you boil water? Did you have a pot for water or a kettle?
We had kettles, old black kettles.
Uh-huh.
Like the pots.
Right.
And you cook better beans than anything that ever cooked them yet.
Is that right?
Because all the juice would cook out, you know, and they'd get out right good and kind of swivel this good. Mm. Now they put them on a flat table and they just, they don't like half cooked.
Mm.
To me.
The stove that you mentioned, you mentioned baking some things yesterday, some different things out of cornmeal. Would you explain? You told me about
corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers, yes.
Well, you'd make it up kind of like it's going to make bread, but you'd put some, we call it liquor out of the way you boiled your ham or shoulder or whatever, and mix all that up together and just drop it in, and it would stay together. It wouldn't come apart.
It would stay together.
It'd stay together. Mm-hmm. Drop it in that way you cooked your meat.
Mm-hmm.
And let them cook as good as they can be. I love cornbread anyhow.
What other things do you remember making out of cornbread or cornmeal?
Well, we call what we call crackling bread. When you dry up the lard, you have the pieces of meat where you crumble them up and make little pones. Oh, they're good too.
I see, crackling bread. I never heard of that.
I like it till today.
Uh-huh.
I made some not long ago.
Is that right?
We got some nephews out of Missoula with the dog, and they kill hogs. They always bring us some meat, and they bring me some cracklings.
I see. Uh-huh. And different sort of cakes. I think you'd mentioned that, was it your mother who told you about
The ash cake?
The ash cake,
yeah,
yes.
That's my mother.
So would you explain that?
Well, she just made up a little pone of bread like we cook sometimes, you know, instead of making muffins or something like that, she just make a little pone. But she flattened it down right flat. And Pace didn't know, he thought he was going to get a nice cake, you know. He said, make me an ash cake for my birthday. She went on and made it. She swept the hob on one side where it was hot, where it had been in the fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She swept it right clean and made this little pone of bread and flattened it out right there on that. And then she put some coals and ashes on top of it and baked it.
Nice.
Real good.
Nice.
But he was so disappointed, he thought he was going to get a good cake.
And you used, you told me about hoe cake.
Well, you turn them over on top of the stove.
That
old black bakers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen my mom shake them and throw them up and turn them over and catch them back in that pan.
Is that right?
I tried, mine went down in the fire.
You have to have the right to be a good ball player.
I couldn't give
that.
It that whip.
I've
seen how to do it.
Is hoe cake the same as batter cake?
No, batter cakes you fry them. Turn them over. Well, it's kind of the same stuff, but then it's...
Do you fry them
turn
more?
Turn them over. Batter cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we called them fritters. I don't know what they You'd take your biscuit dough and roll it and cut it in little pieces like this and fry it. It'd just puff, you know, and be so pretty and light and puffy.